This is an Insane Cast production. You're listening to Thanks for Watching the All Movies Podcast. With your cast, Beth, DJ, Jimmy, and Adrian. And now, thanks for watching.
Well, welcome to show 18.
Numbers.
Yes, show numbers, episode numbers 18010 or just 10. 1810.
I'm going to stick with that.
I love it.
When I send you the audio, it's going to say Beth TFW 18010.
Ah, I love it. That's going to be awesome. Well, hey, this is Thanks for Watching. I'm DJ. And hanging out way up far north is...
Beth, seriously, you make it sound like I live in, like, the North Pole. I am Santa Claus.
There we go.
Santa's helper.
That is right. So, and then right across from me, we've got...
Jimmy! Hey.
Yay. Cool. Well, hey, so if, let's get started, shall we? Like, we need some texts or video, or no, not video. Well, I don't know if you could, if you wanted a video of something.
He's saying contact us at these numbers.
Right. Excuse me. Well, these numbers and letters first. 512-PODCAST. Woot. All right, that numerically sounds like 512-763-2278.
Good job. Hey,
thank you. So our website is tfwmovies.com. You go there. There's a place you can click if you want to email us, or there's a place you can click if you want to make a phone call to us. And there's a place you can click to just listen to our show, which is something that you're doing right now, which is totally awesome.
You did it.
You made it here.
Woo-hoo.
That's right. So here
Thanks
we go.
Thanks for caring.
That's right. Thanks for caring. Okay. So there, you could hit that email button, and it'll go to shoutout@tfwmovies.com. That spells out shoutout@tfwmovies.com.
Good job, Deej.
Was that too quiet? I mean, I know I whispered a little bit.
If you missed the end of it, he said .com.
Yeah, I did. That's what it was.
No,
cool.
That was
and
a stage whisper.
You did. That was a good stage whisper. I got to learn that. Somehow. Yeah. I'll figure it
Somehow
out.
Somehow you'll figure it out.
I will. So here's the other cool thing. You can use the Instagrams. You can use the Facebooks. You can use the Twitters. And you can use... Is that all? I don't know.
Did you say Facebook?
Signals.
I did. Oh. What was that, Jimmy?
Smoke signals.
The
smoke signals? Yes, but it's all at TFW Movies. Huh,
that's right.
Easy. Tag us in something. That'd be fun. I'd love to see what you got to tag us in.
Yeah, do it. I want to see.
Do it. That's right. Okay. So let's move on, shall we, to what we're going to talk about, I guess, this week.
Do it. Let's go.
Do it. We're going to talk a little about blockers. But before that, we're going to talk about A Quiet Place. And a hush falls over the crowd.
It really did.
It did, yes.
It was intense.
It really was. And then we're going to talk about our challenge for the week. See if you guys can guess what it is that we're talking about. We'll run down next week's openings, which, you know, you could count them on one hand. And then future films, which, of course, you'll need a lot of your friends' hands to go along with your hands to be able
because
to count
DJ
all that.
Counts future releases into 2020.
No, no, we're still only in 2018. Trust me, I'm not counting those 2019s yet or 2020s. Okay. I haven't gone to the 2050s yet. I don't even want to talk to
them.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
That remake of Gone with the Wind. They're planning it early.
And what did you think of all the added noise effects that I created for the last show? What did you think of that?
I thought it was fabulous.
Awesome. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, too. Penny was, like, going through it. She laughed a few times when she heard some of the noises.
Oh, good.
But I've got rim shots. But I'm,
good.
You know, I've got that down. I've got a bunch of other things. So we are moving up in the world. Oh, yeah. So, let's get started with... movies! That pause... There was a pause, but you won't hear it pause because we're going to add that sound effect right in there, which is going to be awesome.
Oh, my goodness. If you're going to edit it out, don't bring it to their attention.
Oh, whoops. Oh, sorry. Yeah, it was just smooth like nothing ever happened.
Like butter.
That's right. Well, let's get started with Quiet Place.
Shh.
Yeah. Whoa, this one was crazy.
Crazy good.
Yeah.
We were in a completely... We saw it on Thursday night before it opened, because we were lucky. And in the 10:40 Thursday night preview show, it was packed. Totally full. And you couldn't hear popcorn being chewed, because nobody was eating. Everybody was... It was so quiet. Like, I'm pretty sure if someone farted, we would have heard it.
Yeah, there was no music. There was at the beginning, or it was so quiet. There was, you know,
there
crazy.
Was a little bit of music throughout, but it was definitely it was trying to be quiet.
Yeah.
With good reason.
Couldn't make a sound. I couldn't feel. I mean, I felt like I couldn't eat my pizza. I had ordered a pizza, and the crust was crunchy. And this place, right. And by the way, this theater had really good pizza. I'm just saying, it was a Galaxy theater, and it was
not a sponsor,
but they had recliner seats and all this great stuff. But the pizza was really, the popcorn wasn't that good, I must say.
Well,
that's the way it is. But here's the thing, I bite into the crust and it makes this loud crunching noise, and I've never heard pizza crunch like a gun was firing.
And people in the row behind you are like, stop it.
Oh my gosh. Crazy. And then it was like, okay, well, let's go move on to the popcorn. Oh no. That was super loud popcorn too. It was crazy loud.
It was pretty loud. I actually heard a story about it on NPR today where they were talking about how everybody loves this movie, but everyone is super disappointed because they can't eat their popcorn. And I don't blame them. You spent a lot of money on that popcorn.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. But wow. Okay. So then, I mean, really, you could hear somebody fart. I heard Penny fart a little bit.
Oh my God. Calling out your wife on the podcast.
Well, I had to, and it was just like, I couldn't help it, and I was trying not to, and it was just like...
Well, you could have, like, waited for one of the jump scares and let it go then.
That would have been a good idea.
It was pressure gas. Like, we all knew that kid was going to knock over the oil lantern while they were playing Monopoly. It was in the trailer.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It literally made me jump out of my seat, though. Like, I knew it was coming, and I was still just like, ah!
Wow. Yeah, it was... Well, then, I mean, I'm speechless about this film, honestly.
So after the movie, did you notice yourself feeling like you had to be quiet?
No. After the movie, I had to be loud. I was like, have to speak, and I have to be obnoxiously loud.
When I got home, I was, like, I found myself just trying to be quiet, and I was so frustrated and angry because I found out that my dog would just die in this world of this movie because he loves to sing songs when he's excited, and he's like, and I'm like, shh.
That's the thing. That was the first thing I noticed in the film. There were no animals. I heard birds.
And you saw a raccoon for 4 seconds.
We did see a raccoon for 4 seconds, but then there were no raccoon. Yeah. So, but no animals. Song. I was looking, the fish made it, but that was because of, you know, what was going on there. And I don't want to give up too much of it, but...
The louder noise of the river.
Bloop, yeah, bloop. Yeah. But I loved the film
because it was really good.
It was not your typical film.
It really wasn't. Shout out to John Krasinski for writing a winner and directing a winner and marrying a winner. Jeez Louise.
Totally. And I do have one little spoiler, and it's based on the sign language that was being used.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. There was one scene where the father's handing over a cochlear device to the daughter. To little Millie. And actually, just a little bit off the subject, I didn't catch anybody's names in the film. I mean,
her name was Reagan? I only know because I was looking it up on IMDb. You don't hear anybody's character names at all.
No, none. Dad
is Lee, the mom is Evelyn, Millicent is Reagan, the little brother, the really little brother, is Bo, and I can't remember the middle brother.
Oh, that's okay. And so getting back into this, the signing. So on screen, she says it's not going to work.
Right.
You know, the captions say this, it's not going to work. Well, what she signed was, oh, that's not happening. Which was so apropos to any deaf person who has a hearing aid or some hearing device where they don't want to use it. And they're like,
Middle brother's name was Marcus.
Marcus. All right. So that was just totally like any deaf person I've seen or talked to. Oh yeah. We're not wearing that. Forget it. That's not happening.
I have to once again, give them points for the quietest shouting match I have ever seen on screen.
Oh, yes.
That was an argument and a half, and there was not a sound.
Yes. Not a sound.
So good. So good.
And then there was... Jimmy's indicating that he has a technical difficulty, so that's why I'm, paused for a second. But, you know, the cool thing is those actors did so amazing without speaking.
Well.
And I know there was some sign language, but clearly they didn't know very much sign. So the acting was just amazing.
Yeah, they were really good.
They were good. And it was scary. Poor Penny had to sit between me and Patty Morello.
Oh, Patty!
And if you know her, and I don't know, a lot of you don't, but anyway, Patty...
She's really sweet.
She's sweet, but there was a lot of scariness that came up, and she jumped at everything, and she cried over everything. And so we're holding Penny's hand, of course, and anytime those creatures came around, it was like, squeeze.
So my mom doesn't usually get scared of scary movies, and she also thought this was a brilliantly done movie. Every time she jumped, which she did a couple of times, she would laugh at herself. And then this guy who ended up sitting next to us who, took off his shoes and moved in. It was kind of smelly and... ugh. But when the creature went into the water and...
Oh,
gosh,
that killed me.
Oh, my God. So when you see this movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. But when the creature went into the water, the guy goes,
he was anticipating something. He had some nervous tic.
That... I think he was waiting for my mom to jump and then laugh at herself.
Oh.
It was pretty funny.
And I found myself nerding out. When he went under the water, I was like, oh, he can hear everything under there.
Yeah.
And
goodness.
Any sound waves are going to travel right to his ear. And he was like, assuming it was a guy monster. I don't even know.
I don't know. He had big ear holes.
Yes, he did.
That was all you could really.
I did have one complaint, though.
The premise of this movie is just that these creatures showed up at some point in the beginning, the first couple of minutes. It's I think 85 days after these creatures have shown up.
Yes.
And the family is working out ways to survive by being quiet, because as soon as noise occurs, these well-hearing monsters show up and just eat you.
Yeah.
So you have to be quiet. Luckily for them, they sign and also apparently have some extreme pain tolerances.
Oh my gosh. Right? I've done that. What she did, not you give have, birth. Okay. But
right. I was but, curious about that. Is yeah, but we're not gonna tell them what happens. I mean no? they'll figure okay. it out as soon as they that will. As soon as the precursor to that occurs.
Yeah, you knew because immediately it was gonna happen.
As soon as you saw it, you're just like, oh no.
And that was when my pain began. I was like, oh gosh, I've done that. Oh
no.
Yeah.
So what was your complaint?
My complaint? Well, there's kind of two of them, and they're both really... well, one of them's the sign language related. It was at the very beginning of the film, you see them signing, but you can't see them signing. So, like, they're right. too close up, and they okay. rely heavily on the captions for what's going on. Right. Now, that was totally a... Hollywood thing. They do right. that. They're all about what's going on the face. We don't care about what's going on anywhere else. I think that when they first saw their dailies after mm-hmm. shooting those first scenes, and for those of you not involved with the film stuff, dailies is when they send the film back to get developed for those who use film.
They don't get film developed anymore, honey.
No. Okay. Well, anyway, they send the film back to get or the digital whatever to make
when they look over what they've shot for the day.
Yeah, so the next day they look over what they shot yesterday, which is obviously a lot shorter than what they did that day. It takes, you know, a 2 minute scene takes all day. They get that 2 minute footage back with the sound max, you know, put onto it, laid over it, whatever. So that's called the daily. So what happened is the next day they got their daily, they saw these shots and said, oh, we can't see the signing. So later on, you see the signing. They pull back a little bit more and you can see it.
I'm not 100% sure they shot in sequence. Almost nobody does anymore.
No, I'm sure they didn't. But
my thought was that it was a directorial choice just because we also weren't aware of what was going on. Everybody, they were trying to keep it kind of down low. This one kid is just like, skipping the light fandango through the store all the time. You don't see a lot of anything. Yeah. So what you're getting is that these people have to be quiet in the store. They weren't, I think they were just trying to make everything kind of intentionally vague for the first couple of minutes.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm wrong. That was the feeling that I got.
Right. No, and that makes sense. But it was still, that would be the one thing I would change. And the second thing would be, you know, you captioned almost the whole film. Just caption the rest of it. You know, put it all on the screen.
When they were actually talking?
Yeah. The one scene they were talking, they just didn't caption it. And I thought, well, why didn't you just caption it? And then you would have had, you know, everybody would have had access.
The bases covered?
Yeah, exactly. The bases would have been covered, and you wouldn't have to have the RF readers. Well, I mean, they're going to have to use those for, like, people that are blind so they can, you know, mm-hmm. know what's going on the screen and other things, but they wouldn't have had to have the caption stuff, you know, put out to them. Although the stuff that wasn't captioned, like, is normally a caption, like birds chirping over here and
right.
raccoons going
nervous pressure gas.
Yeah. Yeah. Or water running, you know, that would have been, an important
major plot point. You never know.
It really was. So anyway, that was it. But I still loved it. It was not a film like any other.
It's true. It earned the coveted Beth's narwhal of approval, which is like a seal of approval, except pointier in places. I don't give it out very often, but I do enjoy.
No.
I do enjoy this film. So.
Well, if you're gonna go social see one movie
this week. Go see A Quiet Place.
And even if you don't like scary movies, this was one that you should probably go see.
Here's the question. Penny doesn't generally like scary movies, right?
Right. Generally not. And she loved this film.
Okay, she did like it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, I think she loved the social ability of it. Social ability, right. Anyway. The me hanging on to her hand, squeezing it.
Right.
Oh my goodness. I want to see it again. I really do.
Yeah, me too. It was neat. I'm sure I will.
Yes. Okay, moving on to blockers. Did you see any of their films, by the way, Beth?
I didn't.
And Jimmy, I know you had some technical difficulties with your MoviePass.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. Okay. You do sound quiet. You do sound quiet. I don't know if you're just hitting the sweet spot or not. So.
Yeah? How about now?
Yeah. I mean, even the bar looks good. It looks better now. Got to hit that sweet spot.
Now that we got that out of the way.
Thanks.
Yes. I just haven't watched any movies this week except for old movies. And yeah.
Well, we could talk a little bit about old movies in a little bit.
What old movies did you watch?
Yeah.
I watched Dunkirk.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Did we talk about Dunkirk on the show? We didn't because that was pre-show.
It was before we started doing things for watching.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
It was really hard to follow the first go round. I watched it twice because the first time I'm like, why are we going backwards in time?
Right. It was very interesting the way they shot that.
And there was very little sound. There was the soundtrack, like, involved a kazoo and an organ.
Yeah.
So much like A Quiet Place. See, you did see it.
Yes, you did.
Right. It was, as you guys were explaining, it was like, that's like Dunkirk.
Yeah. It was like they had, like, three or four scenes that they kept replaying, but replaying in different perspectives. Yeah. And I felt the same way at first. Yeah. It's tons of people. And then we saw this one before we saw the other film with
The Darkest Hour.
Yeah. The Darkest Hour. So when The Darkest Hour came up and then they talked a little bit about the Dunkirk battle, there was nothing there. And I was like, oh, but that's because they explained it already over in this film.
And we watched the series on Netflix, The Crown.
Oh, I love
what,
The Crown.
What was that film?
The Crown.
Oh, okay.
It's a series.
It's not a film, but it calls anything that you watch a film.
That's true.
It's true.
It's a series, and the last season came out, and we consumed that quickly.
Yeah.
So that runs into Darkest Hour, that runs into Dunkirk, and yeah, we'll see what comes next.
That'd be awesome.
In a timeline, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Good stuff. Apparently, there's a friend of ours, Diane Evans, watched a documentary that fills in some more gaps there.
Oh, cool.
We'll have to figure it out. She can't remember, but I'll figure out what documentary it is, and when my schedule frees up, I will watch it.
There you go.
There you go. Exactly. Awesome.
Nice.
All right. Let me talk a little bit about blockers now.
Use your words.
Okay. I can use those.
Good job.
Funny.
Oh,
funny. Absolutely. This was one of the funniest films I've seen all year.
Wow.
It really is. It is rated R, just so you know.
Do you mean funniest of 2018 or funniest in the past 12 months?
How about in the past 12 months?
Really?
Yeah. Freaking wow. Hilarious. And you don't have to take that from me personally. Everybody in the theater was exactly the same. They were laughing so much. It was like somebody came into the theater and said, okay, you all have permission to laugh as loud as you want. Yeah. And we all did.
Okay, even so the Penny. Exact opposite of A Quiet Place.
The exact opposite of A Quiet Place. Absolutely. And again, yes, this is rated R. And yes, this is because of there's a lot of sex talk.
It's about a group of kids who make a pact to lose their virginity on prom night. There's going to be sex talk.
Exactly. And excuse me. So there is some full Monty at some point. Yeah. So be careful with that. And so if this stuff makes you uncomfortable, I don't go and see it. But if it does make you, if you're fine, you're not uncomfortable with it, it's actually quite funny. The funniest scene that I think, or funniest stuff, wasn't actually at all sexual. Nothing
at
all.
Did it have to do with, like, silly wordplay, puns?
No, it did not have to do with wordplay, but it was kind of a slapstick kind of a thing, which was actually another one of my go-tos. Yeah.
You know, that's the second place to the silly words.
Right. And this was accidental slapstick. It wasn't even something that they did, but really funny. Even something in the theater, the trailer I've seen 1,000 times.
Is it the kid getting thrown into the wall?
No, but that was funny. No, it's the chugging contest, which was absolutely funnier after the fact. I mean, there was just... And then there's the scene with the what would Vin Diesel do?
Right.
Okay. So
can't drive that Fast and the Furious.
That whole scene, laughing out loud. I think in this film I cried like four times, and those were tears of laughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And here's the other thing. Some of the scenes were so predictable. I mean, you knew it was going to happen. You're like, you're looking, and the action takes place, and it's like it's slow motion, but it was in real motion. And to me, it was slow motion. I was like, you know, this is what's going to happen in just a few seconds. You're going to see blah, 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 blah happen. And it happened.
DJ became a psychic.
Yes, and it happened, and it was funny, and I just laughed so hard. I mean, like I said, I saw this joke coming a mile away, and you know the scene was on a stretch of road where there was at least a mile away between that joke and what happened.
Right.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, and then the fact that it happened on the road was just so funny. The audience, it was kind of small, but they all laughed out loud. It was not a quiet audience. They were few, but they sounded like a many.
Ah, few but mighty.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, those shows where sometimes you're sitting in the theater and there's only a few people, say maybe there's only like 10 couples.
But they blow you away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're just so quiet, and then other times, amazing. Good crowd.
Sometimes you get an audience of 50, and they're just like in the audience of A Quiet Place, and you get an audience of 4, and they rock your socks. So,
and this audience was not millennial based.
Oh, you would,
it was definitely our Xer crowd. Yeah. Xer crowd. No, I can't hear you. Anyway, Xer crowd and a little bit older, like my mom's age, and they were rooting on some of the stuff. I thought they were kind of some crazy people. But it was good. Good. It was a great experience all around. Excellent experience. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did. Cool. Are you ready for this next one?
Do it.
Here we go. It's time for the challenge. A new thing.
That's right.
Yes. So this week's challenge, it's another one of those. This movie was released in another country.
Oh, no.
And has a totally different title than what it is.
Yes. Did you ever tell people what the last one was? I know you told me because I begged you after the show was over.
I did. But, okay. I did. We were on. You weren't on the show, and so we still told everybody what it was.
Okay.
And that was like my little angel is what it was. Yeah. And yeah, and it was Home Alone. Yeah, hilarious.
Well,
this one, and I'm gonna try to pronounce it. I was given the spelling by somebody who's really good at Japanese, and I wanted her to send me a recording of herself saying it, but why is everybody so shy about coming onto the show? I don't understand. Anyway, so needless to say, she didn't send me that recording, and she probably just forgot about it. But anyway, it's Busanan.
Ah.
Or no, Basunan. Basunan, that's what it
is. Oh, my goodness.
I know, I can't believe it. Actually, so translate to busman.
Speed!
No, not speed.
Oh.
not Speed. That's I would think the same thing. Oh, yeah. I think I watched it like 30 times, too. It was that good.
Oh, summer of 92.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, and I know this film, film is something that I know Jimmy has watched at least 3 or 4 times.
Wow. Busman? Yeah.
Busman.
Can you give us a basic year range?
A basic year range. Let me see. Ballpark it. I can ballpark this.
Ballpark it, brother.
I want to say...
Oh,
2000? I am guessing.
It's not Forrest Gump, is it?
No, it is not Forrest Gump.
Because that is way farther back than 2000.
Yeah, that is farther back. It wasn't an independent film, but it was huge, so everybody watched it. So that's the other thing. And I'm probably giving you too much information right now, well, so...
Maybe not. I'm not getting it.
No, good.
And I like to think that I'm pretty good with movie trivia.
I think you are.
So I don't think you're giving it away too much, man. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. And the problem is now, as the original film, I don't even know how to spell, so it's not coming up online for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, DJ, my gosh.
You're such a mess sometimes.
I am. I can't help it.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, so you're looking it up, huh? By the Japanese name?
Yeah, because that's the only one I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I met the star of this movie at church.
Well, that really clears it up for me.
No, I know. I'm sure it doesn't. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I'm thinking about 2000. It sounds like a good year. What do you think? What does that sound like?
It doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right. So Busman came out, and it probably came out. Maybe it was the early.
The American version came out in 2004.
So I was close. That was good.
71% on Rotten Tomatoes.
71% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Are you kidding me? 2001.
2004.
Yeah. 2004.
Yeah. Jimmy's not speaking into his microphone very loud. He's crunching on some cereal. It's pretty funny.
Busy.
That's the way it goes.
This movie had a very poignant American Sign Language sequence.
It sure did. Now we're just giving away too much. That's the challenge.
You're really not.
No? Wow.
No, I still can't come up with it.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are ridiculous.
Wow, Busman.
Yeah. Sledgehammer.
Don't go anymore. No more. That's enough. That's the challenge. Let's see what you got. So if you think you know what it is, I'll give you props. So send us a text or a voicemail at 512-PODCAST. That's 512-763-2278. Or send us an email. Shout out at tfwmovies.com. I want to hear from you. Actually, we all want to hear from you. Right, Beth?
Yeah.
Right, Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes, really. Weirdest name. So next week's releases. This is like the last week where we get hardly anything. This is like, there's two releases right now. Blumhouse's, did I say that wrong? Blumhouse's Truth or Dare. Okay. So Truth or Dare comes out next week. Is that something you want to watch, Beth?
I'm going to try to see it because it looks ridiculous.
It does.
Blumhouse is a production company that makes a lot of ridiculous horror movies. I am well versed.
There you go. So that's coming out. And then Rampage.
Yeah,
Rampage.
It's like, yeah, I know. You you say Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze, all you see is like pink neon.
That's right.
And like Roundhouse Kicks.
That's right. It's a Rampage!
Rampage!
Excellent.
There's a lot of really good looking dudes in that movie.
Yeah, The Rock is in there. I don't know who else.
Joe Manganiello, also what is his name? Negan from The Walking Dead.
Now my question to you is
hot Jeffrey
is
Dean Morgan. There we go.
Is it true that this film is based on a video game called Rampage?
It sounds familiar, I believe so. But is that like the really old game where the two monkeys on top of the buildings throw bananas at each other? Because if so, I have to give somebody points for like some serious
right.
serious plot development.
Right. So if bananas are thrown in this film, we'll know for sure.
Rampage game. Google.
Oh. She's Googling
no,
it.
No, it's not the one where they threw bananas at each other, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
But it was a 1986 arcade game.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of neat. So all these video games become... Well, they've already done this in Hollywood. What was it? Tomb Raider? That was one... Then there was the zombie one.
There's so many.
Yeah. So many video games gone movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, all right. Can't forget Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Maybe that was the first one. And the soundtrack. I loved the soundtrack of Mortal Kombat, by the way.
Mortal Kombat!
Right. I listened to that
running
soundtrack
through the shot, shouting.
Yes.
That's some good stuff right there.
another soundtrack I listened to over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Don't even get me started. John Williams is like, whew, he's pro status.
Yeah. Pro status.
One of these days I'm going to like just start talking about movie scores and I'll never stop and he'll be like, shut up.
Because... Ooh, you should do a movie score expose.
Okay. Stop calling it an expose. I'm not exposing anything. I'm just saying words.
But it's so fun to say expose.
It's just my opinion. Maybe I'll write something opinion. That is my opinion.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
So future movies, and we all know this is coming, The Avengers.
Yep.
Coming soon. Really soon. And I don't think we've even talked about it. This,
in 2 weeks.
Infinity Wars. Yeah.
Infinity Worms.
I should
where all of your favorite Marvel characters
right
come together and
you should.
To each other.
Right? And hopefully you do have your movie pass card by then.
Oh, you better, because...
Just in case you're wondering if you're ever gifted a movie pass card,
mm-hmm.
reapply for the movie pass card 2 weeks prior to the expiration date.
Ah, that's a good idea. Otherwise, you're without a movie pass for a week?
Yeah, and then you're busted.
Or two.
Ay, ay, ay.
How fast do they expire? Mine is, like, out.
Well,
like,
it was a three-month... It was a three-month thing. So.
Yeah, mine expired Saturday.
Oh, dear.
Ouch.
The day that we were going to go watch...
Chappaquiddick.
No.
No. You weren't going to watch Chappaquiddick?
No.
I'm surprised.
I was counting on a Chappaquiddick update because I'm not going to go see that.
Made an executive decision.
Good
job, Jackie. What did she want to go see?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Not Chappaquiddick.
Oh,
I'm
A Quiet Place?
Yeah, with the deaf kid. I'm like, we're surrounded by deaf people. I don't need any more deafness.
Oh, it's okay, though. Deafness is good.
Yeah, so, nothing wrong with deafness. Yeah. And also, it was a good movie and worth watching.
It really was a good
whether
movie.
Whether you can sign or not,
I was actually excited about going and seeing it. I just wanted to get a little reaction out of DJ.
You did it. Of course. Why me?
And I probably would have gone and saw Chappaquiddick today because I felt like crap all day. And
oh,
I
no.
thought, if I had a movie
nothing
pass
like
right
a,
now, I
right?
could drive the two... 2.3 miles to La Jolla and watch a very nice movie in a very nice movie theater and probably sleep because that's how I felt.
How you felt, sleeping. Gosh. Okay. So Avengers Jurassic World, the second one, coming soon. It's going to be, the summer of movies starts soon.
Yeah, like within next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it starts with Avengers, and then Solo's coming out, and then Jurassic World is coming out, and then everything else is coming out. You guys really have to, I'm going to make
a calendar.
Do we
have a Spider-Man in there?
In December. Yeah. But that's, so. Yeah, that's it.
No Batman?
No. Batman? I don't
but
think.
We do have a couple, like we have the Incredibles sequels coming out. We have Ant-Man and the Wasp is coming out.
Right. Right.
We have, there's another one. What was it? So many. It's like 26 movies shoehorned into the space of 3 weeks when I'm super, super busy and I'm going to be having to go, like, just going to have to.
You're going to have to watch movies at midnight or quit your job.
I'm going to have to quit my job and spend all my time at my theaters.
Yes. Yes, that's a good idea.
If only that were a viable option.
Right.
You should ask for a reallocation of your abilities and tell them you need to be an R&D specialist for a minimum of 10 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And that would probably get you 5 movies and just go watch movies as part of your job.
That'd be awesome.
Well,
I would love to do that.
If my brother's pig farm could really use that kind of R&D, I imagine that he would already be doing that for me. Because he doesn't want me to hate my job. He wants me to be happy and work.
Oh, he does.
Like a pig in poo.
It is right. Oh,
that
my goodness.
That is the ideal attitude. I don't generally have that attitude when I'm at work.
Right.
Because there are too many pigs in poo. And it smells like poo.
Yeah.
I am very familiar with the smell of pig poo.
Yeah.
I grew up on a pig poo farm.
Yikes. Yikes.
Poopy AF. Anyway, moving on.
Right. Moving on to...
Do they have a pig movie coming out?
No, but they have a dog movie coming out. It's called Show Dogs, which actually looks kind of funny. If you could Google that trailer.
Is it like a Dogs Are Talking movie?
Yes, it's the Dogs Are Talking movie. But we don't hear the dogs. I mean, we hear the dogs talking, but the humans
the
in
don't.
There think they're talking.
Yeah, it's like
they're
show
barking.
Dogs' lives according to the show dogs.
Well, no.
So it's like Kardashian dogs.
It's like Miss Congeniality in dog form. Huh. Yeah.
If it's actually like Miss Congeniality in dog form, I will watch that because that's two of my favorite things. Miss Congeniality and dogs.
And dogs. Exactly. So you have this dog that it has is a cop and has to go undercover.
Holy crap, you're serious.
I am serious.
Oh my god, that's like three of my favorite things. Movie about dogs, about Miss Congeniality style dogs. Ooh, that's going to be a party.
And in the trailer, there's a waxing scene that is just a hilarious thing.
Wow,
just saying.
Why are you waxing a dog? Stop it.
Right?
Guess, like, maybe if it's a poodle, but I debate that cut anyway. You don't need to, anyway.
Yeah, well, this is a police dog that needs to be, like, changed into, like, a show dog.
Well, I see what they're saying, and I see what is funny, and Miss Congeniality,
is
one of my favorite movies. But like, I know I'm not supposed to talk about things that aren't movies, but if my dog were...
It's movie related.
In the situation, like, he wouldn't have to get a fancy cut because he's just a naturally hairy, that's his breed. Like, not all dogs have fancy cuts and show rings.
Right? That's true.
I mean, they might try to trim his arm hair curtains, but...
Yep.
Anyway, go ahead.
Sorry, that's okay. No, that's all right. That's what happens. Okay, the last one. Okay, this one is going to be, and I can't remember what venue it's going to be in. If it's going to be on Netflix or Amazon or... No, I remember now. It's YouTube Red.
He picked it up. Oh, okay, what is it?
Yeah, YouTube Red. It's Karate Kid. And it's the same people... The enemies in the original Karate Kid.
So You should give me a high five right now for not swearing, because I almost dropped an F-bomb.
Oh.
But I didn't, because what?
Exactly. And it's continuation of their lives. So what happened in their lives.
Wow.
From when that movie, or
1984.
There was a sequel, right? It was, I can't remember.
God, there were like 12 sequels.
Okay.
There was,
but,
I think 1 through 3 were with Ralph Macchio, and then I think
yes.
The fourth one was Hilary Swank.
Oh, wow. Well, Ralph Macchio's back, and that's okay. And that's what, you know, that's where it takes place,
what
in
about
his dojo.
Burrito?
He's not
Who?
Back. He's dead.
Yeah.
Mr.
No.
Miyagi.
Yeah, he's not.
I was hoping
there.
For a hologram.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
or
you know,
animated version of him?
CG stuff. Is it Disney run? Because...
No, I don't. I think he's like bored and created this company and put it on YouTube Red, so it's only going to be visible on YouTube Red if you buy that or own it or you know,
okay.
Subscribe to the wet.
I see.
Which is another $10 a month if you don't. But for those of you who love that, go for it.
Who need all the YouTube possible?
Yeah. So Karate Kid. So it's a the YouTube series coming out.
Huh.
Yeah.
YouTube blows my mind.
Isn't it?
I
getting
love
there.
YouTube.
Some of my neighbors.
I follow so many people on YouTube.
At my office. They are killing it on freaking YouTube, building Lego things.
Yep.
Like,
I was thinking I was going to do a video blog, but I haven't done it yet.
They have to move into a space that's 4 times bigger than what they have now, because that's what they need.
Man, if we could make enough money to use their space, that would be nice.
Oh,
podcasting in there. And we're on YouTube, by the way.
We are. And Penny does all the captioning.
She does. She does all the captioning.
Go watch it, just so that Penny is not spending hours listening to the same show, so she can caption it.
Right?
In vain.
In vain.
I get text messages from Penny all the time. She's like, what did you say at this point? Because I can't understand what you said.
Well, I've showed her how to separate all the sound tracks, and so
that doesn't make me any more clear.
No, sometimes it does, but yeah, you're right. Sometimes it does.
Sometimes I'm just like, what did you say? Oh, I said fesnorficated scaphoretus. Oh, okay.
Right. How do you spell that?
F N F.
We spell that THANKS
FORWATCHING. Good job.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Thank you. Well, so first of all, let's thank you, the audience. Okay. Again,
thank you.
What would we do without you?
Not the show.
We would do a podcast that nobody listened to.
That's true.
We have done that. A huge waste of time. Which
we've done that before too.
Make this that's not the reality because of you. And thank you.
Right. I'm grateful for this.
Yes.
Thank you for Josh Struthers. Oh yeah, go ahead, Beth. You were going to say.
I was just saying.
Too late.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So thank you, Josh Struthers. Thank you, Big Checho. Thank you, Keen Louie, who's going to be on the show one of these days, by the way.
Hey, Keen.
So predictable to have Keen on the show.
He has some neat insights. He really is good at discussing what goes on in a film and how it relates to being a minority in the United States.
Well,
it's really
there you
nice.
Go.
I like it. Thank you, Brandon Genovese.
Thanks, Brandon.
Special thanks to you, Jimmy Harris,
Jim.
Beth Levine,
hey-o.
Adrian Rondo, who will be back on the show, but I'm not sure when yet. He's doing some stuff right now. It's taking up a lot of his time, so he can't really watch movies. Yeah, so as soon as he's done with what's going on there, he'll be back. Don't you worry. Yeah, he's got some business stuff going on. Sounds really cool. So we'll see what. Hopefully, that'll be great.
Nice.
Special thanks to you, Jackie Harris. Thank you. Yeah, without you supporting this man, Jimmy, over here, who knows what would happen to this show. And speaking of support, great support, Penny McGee, thank you so much.
Penny.
Always, always, thank you, all of you. And
thanks for everything. thanks for watching.
Cut.